Hidden Ode for July 12, 2016. Hi, everybody. It is a week late for this episode. I took the week of the 4th of July off. Patty had the holiday. I forgot to treat it as a vacation week, too. I did manage to still get the Hidden Grid episode out, so those obligations were met. The Hidden Ode, I figured we could, let it slide for a week. It wouldn't really bother us, and so it is the beginning of July, and that makes it recap time. Time to take a look back on how June did, and what we did wrong, and what we could do better. So I have really three points to look at when it comes to June. The Hidden Grid update, the writing update, and the Patreon updates. Because we kind of killed the quest project earlier last month. So let's start off from the biggest thing of June, the Hidden Grid. We officially relaunched the first week of June, I want to say. And it's been coming out consistently since then. Every single Monday we've been dropping a new episode. And, it's been pretty cool. We have gotten a lot of positive feedback, a lot of activity from people. And in general, it's like we never stopped. Kind of. I guess I should look at the download numbers to really confirm that. But the interaction in terms of Facebook and the site have been about the same. I don't really consider it too much of a jump and too much of a dip. Now, what's been interesting to me is seeing the interactions in terms of the public votes. I mentioned it before, but we do a monthly public vote in terms of Edge. Edge is something in Shadow that gives you extra dice. And this is a way for the players to get some benefit from the listeners, essentially. Well, it's been interesting seeing the interactions from people, because they seem really into the Edge votes. Last time we had a heavy Game Master vote. This time around we have a heavy player vote, so we'll see what happens in the long run. And I'm hoping that as the episodes come out that actually have those votes in them, that we'll see more people pick up the Patreon. I guess we'll move on to that at this point. The Hidden Grid Patreon launched at the same time as the Hidden Grid coming back, and, that's been a pretty solid success. We've got 6 patrons right now, total about 9 books per episode, and it's interesting seeing that, and I kind of hope we see a larger growth in it over time. I think that part of the reason we don't have such a large growth right away is because we've been gone for so long, people don't quite trust us yet, and I don't blame them. You wanna know that your money is going to something that's gonna be long-lasting. The Arcology podcast and the Near Anarchist podcast have been a long time, and both of them have been active since the beginning. So they earned that trust. We broke that trust. We fought for it. We're having to earn it back, basically. Which is fine, I understand that. It's trust is not something easily given. You've got to continually earn it. Still, I'm happy with the progress, considering at the end, we didn't expect to be making money this soon. So, yeah, $9 a week is not a lot of money, but it's something. It makes me happy seeing it. I would like to double that by the end of the month, but no guarantees. That said, the Hidden Grid's work has had a detrimental effect on the writing. Basically, by that I mean there hasn't been really any writing at all in June. I haven't really cracked open the novel since May. It's my own fault. I've been going with the excuse that because I'm working so hard on the Hidden Grid, that I could be more slacking with the writing stuff, and really I can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to me, it's not fair to my productivity. Actually, in general, I've been really not fair to my productivity, even this past day. I spent most of yesterday... No, I spent half of yesterday working hard. I took the time to get the Hidden Grid up yesterday. I took the time to pile out all of today's show notes. Get today's art ready, to get a to-do list ready for the next few days. But then about 1, 2 o'clock, I took my lunch break, and you know, I barely ever came back off of it. I did a few things, but for the most part, I really lacked in productivity. And part of it is that because I felt really tired, and what I should be doing in those cases is not just stopping like I did and playing. I should go take a nap, actually. You know, if I'm feeling that tired, if my body's saying, oh, you need some sleep, give it some sleep. Give it, you know, half an hour, give it an hour, whatever. I ended up taking a nap, actually, last night around 8 o'clock. Woke up at 9 and felt fantastic. Could have done that early in the day and been more productive in the afternoon. I am going to start listening to my body more. If my body says I'm tired, take a nap. Spend half an hour to an hour, you know, that my instincts say, oh, should get go game, and just rest. Come back, you know, with a better fighting spirit. You know, I'm working at home. I have the advantage that I can do that. Heck, I've done that at conventions. You know, if I've been having a long, rough day, just go take a rest, you know. A little bit of extra sleep helps. So, I'm going to try to do that more. Not necessarily nap more, but spend more time being productive. I think I might actually start logging my time. We'll see. I don't like the time you waste logging your time, but at the same moment, if it's keeping me honest and showing me how much I'm actually working, and letting me know that I do need to work more, then that's what I need to be doing, I think. Maybe. The Patreon for the Hidden Node is still pretty low. Mostly because I haven't done anything to earn anything else. And that's on me. I need to do more to earn that loyalty, that attention. I also really need to study up about advertising, because right now, outside of the Hidden Grid, I really have nothing in terms of people who don't know me. Hidden Node, I've got people who know me. That's it. No one, there's no randoms on the Hidden Node. None whatsoever. And that's where I'm going to make, you know, income from, is people who don't know me. Because those are the people who are going to spread word about my writing to people that I don't know, who are going to spread me to audiences out there. So I need to definitely take the time to develop that angle, develop that writing. And keeping track of the time I'm doing things might just help with that. And that's really June. There wasn't... In terms of projects, that's about it. I mean, we had the power outage. We had the... some gaming stuff we've talked about. But it really, that's June. In terms of what's important. So let's talk about goals. For July, we have... besides maintaining the status quo of Hidden Grid and getting the Shadow Hat stuff out, the Patreon benefits, the helps and hindrance votes and all that, we have a project goal that needs to be done before August 4th. You see, August is the month that we do the Dog Days of Podcast, and that means a podcast every single day. And with that, I have in mind to do a lore project. By that I mean, I've been talking about working on the Draco Artifactium setting for a while, and I think that with August, I'm going to read 500 to 2,000 words a day, essentially a script on some piece of lore with that setting. And, you know, that... I think it'll turn out well. I think it'll be interesting. I need to take the time to do the writing for that setting. I have a lot of that already kind of conceptualized, but now I need to really double down on it because I'm going to be reading it out to people in public. It's actually got me thinking about a wiki thing I want to do, and I'll talk about that after I'm done with July goals. So, we have two writing goals for the month of July. 20,000 to 30,000 words for lore, 20 to 30,000 words for the novel itself. I'm not holding myself to the fire of getting the novel done this month. I have a lot of commitments I have to do in terms of the Guardians of Podcast and stuff and Hidden Grid stuff, and that's going to distract me from getting the high award counts each day, which is fine. It's expected. Multiple projects will do that to someone. But I need to continue making forward momentum. That's where I am. And basically just prepping for the Dog Days of Podcasting. Those are my main goals. Status quo, improve the writing stuff, Dog Days of Podcasting prep. Okay, so from there, we have really two topics left to discuss. First, Pokemon Go. Holy moly, the addiction people have to Pokemon Go. It is staggering watching the amount of attention being given to this game that has been out for less than a week at this moment. Not just amongst my friends, just overall a huge drive for people to show interest in this, between getting out there moving and taking the time to just really connect with people. There's a lot of stories going around that people might also be getting mugged by it. I'm not too sure about those. Some people say they're myths, some people say they're actually happening. Don't know. But there's a lot of stories of people basically at night meeting up with people who are Pokemon Go players and just having a good time. I think it's really interesting. It's really neat. I haven't doubled down myself on it. I have rudimentary play with it, but I've only caught Pokemon that have basically walked up to my front door, essentially. I think I would like to kind of start gaming into it myself, just for the sake of, you know, getting out there and exercising. We'll see. It requires a certain amount of motivation, and truth be told, as of the 3rd of July, my motivation to work out has really dropped down. That happened because I took a fall on the 3rd, basically a little bit of wet spot out on the porch from the dampness of the morning, came down hard on my right knee. I definitely have what is called the water on the knee thing. I'm hoping it improves by the end of this week. If not, I'm gonna need to go see the doctor. So, we shall see. Finally, the wiki comments. I'm feeling indecisive about the way I want to organize the lore for Draco Artifact Team. In one hand, I want to go ahead and do a public wiki to where anybody can look at it. And on the other hand, I want to do a private wiki so I can kind of do a WYSIWYG, the what you see is what you get kind of thing that OneNote would let me do. So I really need to come down to the decision of which is right, which is wrong. It's in my head, and I will not solve that answer here today. I actually put out some feelers on the Roto Namorino Facebook group. So I'm waiting to hear what some people say about that. And I'm really trailing off at this point, mostly because I want to get to work on projects, and time to go clean up this, time to go get this ready, post it, do another chef mark on the to-do list done, and get back to work. So I will talk to you guys next week. Feel free to check out the Hidden Grid, www.hiddengrid.com. Check out the writing site for the kind of blog version of this post, www.jsamueldeal.com. And, you know, share this podcast. I would like to get more people listening to it. No, I'm not exactly the high-spirited energy super vocal person here, but, you know, I think I'm entertaining, at least to myself. And maybe that's enough. Maybe not. I'm really starting some new music for this show. I'm going to make that a goal for the Dog Days Podcasting. To go ahead and do the new music thing for the Draco Artifact Game lore project. We'll see how that turns out. Maybe I'll just do a different one for the Dog Days of Podcasting tracks. And just keep this one the way it is. Because I do kind of like this music. But I also kind of want to explore the Magnitude stuff more. Regardless, I'm going to head off. Talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.